go work on Saturday and there wasn't any kind of circumstances that would change that, and they were rigid and uncharitable and wouldn't be flexible, despite the fact that there were examples in the Old Testament of the patriarchs like David, who did say that there were exceptions and circumstances in regard to these disciplinary laws of the Sabbath, as there are in the church today in regard to the disciplinary laws of the church. They can change and will, according to circumstances. And even Mass on Sunday, you know, is abrogated if you have sicknesses and working and you can't make it, or things like that. And if you're work on Sunday is permitted under certain circumstances. If you're working in a hospital, if you're a policeman, or if you have necessary duties, and even the Catechism explains those things. So there are some things that have exceptions to them, and circumstances that dispense from rules in the church. And it is up to the authorities of the church to decide those dispensations, unless we're in crisis situation and we use our prudence. And this is the case in all of our duties at home, and our duties in religious life, our duties in our workplace. There are rules to follow, but there are dispensing circumstances and exceptions. But then there's the care that we have to take to respect the rules which are there to govern us and to protect the right living, the right operation of our companies or our families. Or, you know, the rules are there for our sanctification and religious life. The rules are there in every aspect of life that need to be respected and followed and held, adhered to closely as possible. We have our human weaknesses, and we always tend to dispense more and more. And that's always the concern that we should always have, because the more we adhere perfectly to our responsibilities and duties and our rules, the more we are holy, the more we are, we adhere to sanctity. You know, we have our religious rule, we become saints by the more perfect observance of our rule. Parents have the obligation of taking care of their children, observing their vows in marriage, teaching their children, correcting them, observing them. But this is the way it is in every form of life, every way of life. If we adhere closely to our duties, that is the way to holiness. In our duties, we have duties towards God and to our prayer life and to observing the commandments, observing the gospel in its minutest detail. And observance of the minutest detail is what makes us holy, and it was what makes us close to God, and in the end, it's what we will be judged by. So the dispensations and the exceptions, although they are there, and prudence is there applied, we can't lean too much on that. We have to lean much more strictly and look at perfection, look at observance of perfection, and this is what will make us holy, happy, and have the favor of God, the grace of God, and strength of God will be with us. So let us do that. Let us adhere to our responsibilities, adhere closely to them, and not give in too much to our human weaknesses, but trust in the strength of God and pray for it and beg from God the grace to adhere as perfectly as we can to our obligations before God